Okay, our next storyteller is
John Reed.
My story is not about this. That's another story. In 1989, my main climbing partner, Chris Noble, and I decided that we wanted to climb a peak in the Himalayas. The peak we decided to climb is Mont Blanc, and the reason we wanted to climb it is because it's the most beautiful, iconic peak in the Everest region, the Khumbu. Climbing in the Himalayas is dangerous, goes without saying. In fact, the Himalayas kill about 1% of the climbers that go there. So you could ask reasonably, why do people climb? And that's been a question that's actually been answered a lot. And the reason is, probably not the one you're thinking about, the reason most people give is because of the spirit that connects from inside them to the mountains. Now we decided we wanted to do this climb alpine style, that is without Sherpas carrying your loads up the mountains, so we were doing it just ourselves, everything all the way to the mountains. We thought that a good number for doing this type of climb would be 4. So we got a couple of hotshot climbers to go with us. Their names were Lance Bateman and Conrad Anker. Now if you know the name Conrad Anker, this is before he was the name Conrad Anker. So we went over about a month before and decided to, so that we could spend time trekking around the area and acclimatizing. It also immersed us in the local culture, which is Buddhist. On the way up to the base of the mountain, we stopped at the local monastery and got a blessing from the priest. You get the little white scarf and everything. It's really cool. I recommend it if you can do it. At the base of the mountain, our Sherpas, you're required to hire 3, lit a smudge fire and sent blessings up to the mountain gods so they would allow us to proceed safely. Now, when you're doing that style of climbing, alpine climbing, you have to ferry the loads yourself. So you're going carrying loads between one camp and the next because they're too heavy to do all at once. Now, in between Camp 1 and Camp 2 was this really nice ridge. It was about a 5-7 ridge, which is moderately hard if you know what climbing is. It was a little more complicated for us because we were carrying 75 pounds and wearing plastic mountaineering boots going across this moderately difficult ridge. So, Chris and I were at Camp 1, and we'd come back from ferrying loads. And Conrad and Lance were at Camp 2. This Yehu comes up to Chris and I and says he is going to solo the mountain. Now they only give out one permit for one party to be on the mountain at a time, so he is doing it without permit, totally illegal. So he takes off and goes by Camp 2 and takes off up the mountain. Middle of the next night, this idiot, not devil, idiot, comes back down to Camp 2. He is hypothermic, on the edge of extinction, about to become the 1% who die in the Himalayas. So Lance and Conrad have to zip their sleeping bag up, put this guy in between them, and get him from the edge of hypothermia to a place where he can at least stumble or walk. The next day, they bring him down to Camp 1, and Chris, Conrad, and Lance decide they will all go down to base camp and take him down to the base camp, which left me sitting alone at Camp 1. So sitting alone at the top of the world with Sagarmatha, Everest, Lhotse, Nupsi, Choyoyu, Makalu, the highest peaks in the world all the way around me. There was a brilliant basin of snow and ice sitting in front of me. There was a ridge with China beyond. I felt the spirit of the mountains reverberating around me, filling my soul, filling me. That is the most beautiful place I have ever seen in my life. And it was the most spiritual experience I have ever had in my life.